I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not.
Hello everyone, this is Joshua Stewart of the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart. I'm your host. I got my co-host Tyler, I got my co-host Ian Balter, and Rebecca Jansen. And Tyler Havlicek is my co-host, and I got my guest. And guys, so Tyler, what's today's topic?
Today's topic is going to be about the information we got from OPWDD regarding future day services, regarding telehealth, which we have the proper information now. And also, towards the end of the podcast, I'm going to tell you some good news that came out of the governor's office regarding all OPWDD restrictions lifted. So I'll tell you that. But first, we want to talk about the... we got an email the other day regarding telehealth. Josh actually got the right information. So what did you hear, Josh?
So what I heard is that basically what they learned... Basically, last year was a learning experience. They learned that they can use... That they can offer more services like what they did last year from people who are less likely to be... Who are not suitable for a regular day program.
Yeah, exactly. I went over the information and I read that email very carefully, and it does sound like it's an option, right? It's not an option.
It's not an option.
So that's good. That could be good for the agencies because, like you said, people that are not suited for day programs, it could be a very good option. But I'm glad they're not going the route we thought they were.
Oh my God, we got a new member to Ability for All.
Oh yeah, we want to talk about that too, yeah.
Yeah, so we got a new member for Ability for All, which is, even though we have a website, which is the Advocacy Show with Joshua Stewart, theadvocacyshow.com, we just want to let you know, Ability for All, we just got a new co-president with me and Tyler, and her name is Jennifer Daly. She's awesome. She should be, when she gets a chance, she'll be on these podcasts in the future. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and I am so happy to have her on the team. She is a wealth of knowledge, and she is definitely a great asset on our team. And I'm happy to be a co-worker with her. And it's just amazing. And Josh, you want to tell her about the how our meeting went?
Ability for All is the parent company of the Advocacy Show. We're saying, with that being said, the meeting we had, we discussed about educating school districts about autism and how it works. And also educating just colleges, any school, colleges, even law enforcement, hospitals. But we want to start with the school districts first.
Yeah, the education. I think that I wasn't there, but it sounds like that was a very, very productive meeting.
Yes.
And that I like exactly everything we're doing and everything. And like I said, it's starting with education is pretty cool because, again, it starts all with when you're younger and, yeah. and you grow up to be.
I'm gonna be honest, I think education is perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. We're probably gonna be doing more podcasts based on what we talk about in the meetings now. So we'll have more information because Jen's like the cool thing about Jen is that she's going to school. She's autistic and she's going to school for journalism.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's a major asset.
Oh my God, Tyler. I just want to let you know, she even said you and me should do videos on what we talk about.
Yeah, I agree. We should, you know, basically make ability for all the next generation of advocacy, like be creative and branch out into new items, you know, and that's a great idea to do video snips of what we talk about and everything else. And that's, you know, as me and Josh are the main administrators of Ability Fall, our job is to gear this organization and yes. make it bigger and better, you know?
That's why I appointed Jen as the other co-founder, co-president, because
yeah.
she's bringing a lot to the table. We also got Ian, who's co-president. Ian was yep. co-president, because he was co-president and founder of Ability Fall with us. But yep. Jen's just co-president. But we are doing very well.
Yeah, definitely. And we've been through so many, so much, and we're doing so well. And it's we are also being recognized also too by other organizations. You know.
Yeah, we are working very hard to get where we need to be. We're working yeah. very hard to focus our energy on basically bringing you the news on what's going on in our world.
Yeah, and I thank all of our supporters for listening and supporting our podcast, because, you know, we wouldn't be here without you, all the supporters, you know?
Yeah, we apologize for the long pause in our shows, but we had there, Ty, wasn't there a while we didn't even have any information to give?
Yeah, exactly. When the OPWDD budget came several weeks ago, in between then and now, it really wasn't anything. The cuts got restored, which you talked about.
Yes.
And, you know, we only want to really bring news when there is news. You know, we don't yeah. want to just, you know, have empty podcasts. So, yeah. So, and now we have another growth spurt of the podcast network. So, we're going to be talking a lot about the new education series and the new, you know, with Jen and everything else like that. So
yeah, Jen's going to be bringing yeah. a lot of stuff to our table. And I really yeah. feel she's going to be a big asset to this, to our organization as well as our podcast.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm very happy she's on board and she's a great asset to our administrative team. And yeah, it's just awesome, you know?
So, Tyler, before we bring Rebecca and Ian in, what was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
So basically, I got good news. It came from the governor's office. So, right about the vaccination rate, once New York hits 70% of at least one dose of the vaccines, right now we're at 69.2. So we're an eighth of the way. And once we had 70%, all New York agencies, including OPWDD, will lift virtually every restriction that's still in place. And the only restriction will be federal CDC restrictions regarding travel, international travel, and domestic travel. So I'm very happy, and I'll keep you updated on that too.
Amen.
Yep.
So now who should we talk to first? Tyler, Ian, or Rebecca?
I guess Ian. That's fine.
Hey, Ian, unmute your mic. Ian? Ian, unmute your mic.
Oh, there it
is. Okay. I'm just waiting for Ian to unmute his mic.
Yeah.
Ian, unmute your mic. You're up. Hey, Ian. So, Ian, you want to tell them what you think about all this? Ian, you're muted. There you are.
I like what you're happy as asset. I really consider Jen as an asset. I think she'd be good as a team, a good asset. I'm happy we have somebody who has good capabilities, and I really feel like we're going to be stronger and bigger than ever. And I really like the whole idea of going to school districts. I really think we should, because the school districts don't know anything about autism. I really don't like that at all.
I totally agree with you, Ian.
I really feel like...
Continue, Ian.
I really feel like that the school districts should learn how to handle people with autism.
I agree with you.
I really feel like feel strongly that that everyone should, we should have a label.
Yeah.
Labeling labels and it's stay.
So Ian, what I have,
and okay, people should just
look you at let, Ian, I got an idea. So wait, yeah, based on what you said with label, you label jars, not people.
Yeah. And I'm happy what's going on with the whole COVID thing. They're actually uplifting masks as we speak, but slowly. I have the thing we'll be back to normal by the fall. I'm praying.
Alright, hold on, Michaela.
I really have a good thing that's gonna happen.
Alright, Ian, mute your mic. We thank you. Now Michaela's raising her hand. Hold on. So Michaela, what do you wanna say? Unmute your mic.
Just wanted to say that I think the people with developed disabilities were, I think if this past year it felt like we were in jail.
I agree.
And we were isolated so much that it ruined some of these people with developed disabilities had mental problems because they were so isolated out of the world that it was hard on them, and that's how they got so bad behaviors. And now we're back in out of isolation, and it's very helpful, and it's very happy that we're starting to go back to our normal lives. And especially like Tyler said, when they unlift the restrictions, all these people with developed disabilities are going to have a big party, and we're gonna have we celebrate that we made it through this pandemic and as a team. And
yeah,
that's what I felt like.
That's good.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, but Michaela has got a really good point. This was a horrific, historic, I mean, this was worse than the flu. And for to be isolated on and off for a year is hard, and it's stressful, and it puts enormous stress on the system. And you do have people that have trouble with isolation, and you got behaviors and all the other stuff, you know. And you know, we pretty much almost made it through this, and I want to say, you know, congratulations to the whole state OPWDD system. We actually made it through. We made it through the unknown, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So now, Rebecca, unmute your mic. We want to hear your input on this.
So yeah, I kind of agree with what everyone is saying. Honestly, me as a DSP, I don't believe with people with disability. I think everyone should be like everyone. If they have a disability, they have the same rights as we as, like, if we want to go for a job. And I feel like there are a lot of people out there in the world who judge other people because of like the disability or low function, high, whatever it is. I personally am experienced that because I work in a group home, and I'm helping one of my individual get a job because I believe in her, and I believe she has every right, as just as us people do. And it's hard because it's like, you know, as how I was saying, or Mikhail was, someone was saying, it's really hard for the guys. Like, it causes a lot of behaviors, and they don't want to just be staying home. They really like want to get out in the community, get like different job experience or learn skills. And it's really hard. Like, it breaks my heart. And I believe in miracles. And you know, you gotta do what makes them happy. And it's just like, ever since COVID started, I feel like everything has gone down the drain. But I feel like as it's starting to, like, now it's starting to get a little bit better. I would like to see more things happening, like more people with disability get job offers, or just be treated like normal people and not be treated like they're not smart. Because there are a lot of people with disability who are very, very smart for their, you know, whatever disability or high functioning, you know, they're very smart. And, you know, I've seen that in my, through my 11 years working in the agency. And I also see, like, I go to this Walmart and used to talk it by my job. And there's this girl who's deaf, and it's such a cool mask. So I do sign language. I think that's just awesome. Like, she's deaf, she's not able to communicate, so I have to do sign language. And it's hard to understand people when they're deaf. And I just think that's just, like, shows to me, like, people, like, at Walmart shows, like, they really care about people with disabilities.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I'm done. I'm gonna mute my mic.
Alright, so Tyler.
Yeah?
Do we have anything to add to this episode?
I just want to say that everyone brought up extremely good points. And like I said, this was a tough virus to get through. And I just want to say that, you know, I want to commend all the individuals in the whole state for making their way through this. It was historic, and it was just incredible, to say the least. And I hope that this never happens again, you know?
I agree.
Yeah, so.
All right, guys, with that being said, hopefully we'll be back next week. If not, sooner. We will bring you any news, whether it be breaking news. Breaking news will be known as updates. And we will be working very hard to bring you the best we can. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.